Hi, it's Dave. So Elon Musk is continuing to tweet about artificial intelligence and AI robots, and it's super fascinating stuff to me. I think mostly because I think this is going to be one of the highest stake projects ever. We're talking about the future of AI and humanoid robots that will profoundly impact our lives and our world. Let's dive right into it. So here is a tweet I tweeted earlier today. I said, I think it's possible that Elon Musk was shown a better than expected super early humanoid robot prototype by his team, perhaps one that can walk, plus a rough port of FSD, made it obvious to him that Tesla needs to double down on this. And then Elon replied to this tweet saying, I'm driving this program personally, as is the case for almost all new programs. Here's some other tweet replies from this thread. DD Dog says, OMG, this is so exciting. Instinct DT says, so not a yes, but not a no, interesting. Toonlaw says, let's get this baby walking and talking, Elon. Masterplan says, so it wasn't shown, he made it. Gasoff says, bullish, only way to go, led by Elon. Emmett Pepper says, how would you describe the current prototype version in one word? Yeah, I thought that was a pretty insightful question. Rob Maurer asks, still expecting to show a prototype this year? I ask Elon, are things progressing, number one, as expected, number two, faster than expected, or number three, slower than expected? Then I also say, I hope you're having some folks at Tesla documenting the progress of this program with video. No need to show right now, but it will be amazing to see in 10 to 20 years. Could be the most significant program ever. Simon Foster says, does that mean you surprise yourself with a better than expected prototype? Mick says, Elon driving all new programs is nutty good. Dan says, I can't believe we'll be able to witness the birth and evolution of this product in our lifetimes. Exciting times. Dusty Green says, this is what Dojo is really for, right? Glenn Tung says, how long before TeslaBot walks across the country without intervention? Now, that's an interesting question. Roland Mill says, this is wild, and I don't know whether to love it or be terrified. David Rodriguez says, can you please make sure to have a manual off switch that can't be bypassed? Pretty sure that's where every sci-fi movie cut it wrong. Lisa Hemming says, to all those who doubt, see, it's already happening. So hard to find good workers, not for long. CMRX says, is there any communication going on between Neuralink and Tesla bot team to speed up process on understanding balance, bipedal motion, etc.? Yeah, interesting question. Beast One says, this is the best news. Hope everyone gets this. Elon knows exactly what Optimus is up to. So let's take a step back and ask what's going on here. All right, first, I tweeted that I thought Elon was shown a better than expected early humanoid robot prototype, and that's why he's been so excited about it. And Elon didn't deny that things are moving at a good pace, but it's interesting, he wanted to correct the passive voice in my tweet that Elon was shown something. No, it's not about Elon being shown stuff. Elon is making it clear, I'm the one driving this program personally, as is the case for almost all new programs. Wow, when you think about this, it's actually quite remarkable on a few levels. First, Elon is a super busy guy. He's got multiple companies, Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, Boring Company. And SpaceX is actually multiple companies with SpaceX and Starlink, which is likely to go public in a few years. And then Tesla is a huge conglomerate of many businesses in one. You have cars and manufacturing, you have FSD, superchargers, stores, service, solar, energy, insurance, battery manufacturing, and more. So with all of this on his plate, Elon is still insisting to directly lead all new programs. I seriously don't know how he does it, but it's an interesting priority and strategy. He's basically saying he's taking direct responsibility as to the progress and outcomes for all new programs, meaning the responsibility is on his shoulders and he will push it through. Just like he took the Model S and the Model 3 and the Model Y under his responsibility. So he's doing the same with the Tesla humanoid robot. And I think this radically improves the chances of success for the Tesla humanoid robot. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to see a product on sale within the next year or two, but what this means is that the Tesla humanoid robot will get the attention and the focus that it needs to have the best chances of being successful. And Elon will push the humanoid robot team like no other. He will give them super ambitious goals, and then he will get his hands dirty in meetings to help design, and he will make it happen. There are certain moments in history when I think you've got a hunch that product development is going to be historical. For example, the iPhone program was one of them. The Model 3 was another. But this AI humanoid robot program just seems to be much bigger in scope, scale, and ambition. So now Elon's got another thing that he's going for that many people think is impossible to reach. But I'm not gonna bet against Elon. The guy makes reusable rockets, is deploying an internet satellite constellation of thousands of satellites, and has led the electric vehicle revolution, despite what GM and Ford might say. By the way, why is it that Biden won't acknowledge Tesla? Anyways, hope this has been helpful. Go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.